In years that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, such as in this year, Tavshin Pei, the start of year Tavshin Pei Aleph, 2020, the halacha is that we don't blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and we only blow on the second day. What is the background and reason behind this very seemingly strange halacha? Is there indeed no mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls on Shabbos? Is the blowing of the next day on Sunday considered now the biblical mitzvah that we fulfill? Are there any practical halachic ramifications in such a year to this blowing that takes place the next day on Sunday? And what's the halacha if one didn't know and he blew shofar anyway? So let's begin. The mitzvah of blowing shofar is a biblical command written in the Torah, listed as one of the 613 commands, 248 positive commands. And it is done once a year, one day a year, and that is on Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei. That is the only day of the year that it is a biblical obligation to blow the shofar. The fact that we blow it also the next day is only a rabbinical obligation due to the rabbinical status of the second day of Yontif. That's point number one. Point number two, the mitzvah deraisa of blowing shofar fully applies even when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. One has nothing to do with the other. It's not a contradiction. Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you have to blow shofar. The reason why we do not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls on Shabbos is due to a rabbinical decree, not due to the Torah saying that there's no mitzvah when it falls on Shabbos, etc. As is recorded in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah 29b and in the Gemara there. And so it's recorded in Halacha in chapter 588 that whenever Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara and Mefarshim all try to deal with the question, what's the reason why? Why would the Chachamim put an injunction to prevent fulfilling a positive command in the Torah of not hear shofar when you have to hear biblically, just because it falls on Shabbos? What's happening? Why? So one suggestion that we can try to make is that, A, blowing shofar is not allowed on Shabbos. You're not allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos. You're not allowed to blow musical instruments on Shabbos, play musical instruments. So perhaps due to the prohibition of playing musical instruments, the sages decreed against blowing shofar on Shabbos. However, in truth, this is rejected, as states the Gemara, as there is no real isser of blowing shofar on even a regular Shabbos. There's no biblical malach in doing so. No one transgresses anything biblically if they play musical instruments on Shabbos. And even rabbinically, blowing shofar is not considered a true rabbinical prohibition, similar to other musical instruments, and is rather just viewed as uvdin decholam and dein act, a very low-level rabbinical restriction. And therefore, it can't be due to this that the sages forbade blowing it on Shabbos. As if so, A, they should have forbade blowing it on Yom Tov too, because in Yom Tov also you're not allowed to blow shofar stam. You can't blow shofar on the first day of Sukkot and say, oh, it's only a minor rabbinical restriction. So the same way the sages chose to forgo their light rabbinical restriction against blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and they allowed you to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, fill a biblical command, the same thing should apply to Shabbos. There's no added severity to that prohibition on Shabbos versus Yom Tov, so that can't be used as a reason for why the sages would have said on Shabbos you're not allowed to. It's for that reason also on every Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't be allowed to. So obviously that is not a factor here in the case. So the Gemara concludes that it's due to a completely different reason. The sages were worried that there may be an uneducated Jew who really wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem of hearing shofar. And he even owns a shofar. So it's an uneducated Jew who bought a shofar but does not know how to play it, does not know how to sound it. And he's so uneducated that he'll end up walking 4 amos with the shofar in a public domain that's considered a Rishus HaRabim and Atayr, which is itself very rare to find according to the opinion of Taisus. And due to this worry that he make up to carry on Shabbos, the sages says, okay guys, nobody's blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos to protect the uneducated Jew or to prevent the uneducated Jew from transgressing a biblical command of carrying in a public domain. This is the reason that the Gemara concludes and is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of Admir HaZaken of the Alter Rebbe in 588 Halacha 4. And the obvious question that is asked and addressed in Hasidic teachings is, this is such a lame reason. In principle, we all agree that the Torah gave power, legislative power, to the sages to be able to uproot a mitzvah esse through sheva al tase. And if they felt necessary, they could make a decree to even abolish a positive command temporarily, as they did in this case. But the reason sounds so weak. Why would they nullify a mitzvah in the Torah from all Klal Yisrael because of some educated and uneducated ignoramus who happens to be living in a place of the world that's defined as a Rishus HaRabim? that maybe he'll buy a shayfer, and maybe he won't know how to blow it, and maybe he'll walk with it. So far-fetched. Furthermore, the mitzvah of blowing shayfer is not just stam, another positive command. On this mitzvah is dependent the entire coronation of God, as states the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Ubema b'shayfer, how do we make Hashem king with the shayfer? So you're going to cancel the mitzvah that creates the coronation, the kingship, the monarchy of God for the coming year because of some uneducated ignoramus's possible mistake? In Kabbalah, it's explained that the blowing of the shayfer draws down the Amshacha, the divine revelation, for every person for the whole year. We're going to cancel all that out because of some ignoramus? This whole thing makes no sense. Explains the Alter Rebbe in the Maimon Lekutei Torah, Drushim Lashana, page 56 through 57, that it's a lot deeper of an explanation of a reason behind why the sages canceled it. Alter Rebbe in a gist explains as follows. The reason why it's necessary in a regular year when the Shana falls during the week to blow the shofar in order to encourage and affect the coronation of God and draw down the divine revelation and blessing for all human beings for the coming year and all of creation for the coming year is because in order to get God to do something, you have to arouse within him the pleasure that he will have in doing it. Just like every human being, that to get us to convince us to do something, we need to see the incentive, the benefit, the pleasure involved in me getting involved in this. The shofar arouses that pleasure, touches a button of pleasure within God to want him to desire to be king of the Jewish people and give another fresh and good year. Now when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, it says on Shabbos that it's a day of oinig, a day of pleasure, the necessary pleasure needed and aroused by the shofar for God to want to desire Klal Yisrael is already around on Shabbos on its own because it's Shabbos. And it's a day of pleasure of Einig above. So Hashem doesn't need an arousal from below on Shabbos in order to be aroused to make himself king over us again. And thus the work of the Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos is superfluous, not necessary. And the sages who certainly had vision of this inner working of the Shofar and its effects said that since in any event the result will take place without blowing shofar, and Hashem will coronate himself over us and be mamshich and draw to us a revelation of godliness for the coming year due to the self-aroused einik he has on Shabbos, so therefore it's worth it and it makes sense to nullify the mitzvah if there's even a small chance that someone can come to do an aveir due to it, such as carrying a shusarabim. We have nothing to lose, and in any event the resultant effects of the shofar will take place regardless. So what do we have to lose by suspecting for this? This is the gist of the explanation there. For more information, you should look up in the original Maimer of the Alter Rebbe there in the Kutei Torah and many other Drushim Hasidic discourses on this subject. Let's now touch upon some questions relating to this halacha that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. So is the shofar muktzah? The answer is absolutely yes. The shofar is viewed as a klisha malachta le'issa, which means you're not allowed to move it to save from damage, but you are allowed to move it to use its space or for the need of using it for a permitted purpose, such as to lean a plate on it and the like. So writes the Alter Rebbe in chapter 5, 88, halacha 5. Nonetheless, some say that an expensive shofar or any shofar that one views as very careful to take care of it is considered muchzor machas chasrin kis and therefore would be prohibited from being moved at all on Shabbos, and therefore it's best for one just to put it away and not have it around where people can reach or that you'll need to move it. May children blow shofar on this Shabbos. So even though it says that in Rosh Hashanah it is permitted for children to play with the shofar and blow it so they become educated in how to blow it, and even on a regular Shabbos there's no chiyah for a non-parental figure to educate a child not to blow shofar on Shabbos. That responsibility is only on his father. Nonetheless, it says that since the sages prohibited blowing shofar this Shabbos, Shana falls on Shabbos, and if a child blows shofar, people may come to think you're supposed to blow it and make a mistake. Therefore, the halacha is, as brought down in 588.6 and 343.1, that if you see a child blowing shofar and a Shana that falls on Shabbos, you should stop him even though you're not their parent. One of the practical ramifications that results due to the lack of blowing shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos is that the next day we don't need to have a new garment on when we blow shofar. Usually, the Baal Tekei on the second day has a new garment, a new yarmulke, a new gartel, sirtuk, etc., in order so we can cover the shechiyanu that's repeated according to all opinions. However, since in years that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and even we didn't blow shofar and didn't say shechiyanu, so the first time we're saying shechiyanu is the second day? So therefore, there's no need at all to have a new garment in such a year. The Achayim discuss an interesting query regarding if somebody transgressed in Blue Shafer on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, does he fulfill the biblical mitzvah? So some say that he has. All right, he transgressed the decree of the sages, but biblically fulfilled the mitzvah of Blue Shafer. Other Pesukim, however, argue and say no, that the sages completely uprooted the mitzvah from Shabbos. And therefore, if somebody blows shofar on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah to be fulfilled anymore. The practical ramification between these views is regarding if in such a case he should repeat Shachianu the next day, according to Sfardin, and if he began blowing, should he continue blowing to at least fulfill the biblical command? All in all, as the Mishnah writes, even when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, in the times of the Mikdash, in the Mikdash they would blow shofar. And therefore, may we merit this year, Meretz Hashem, to have the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and have the Shofar blown there for all of Klal Yisrael.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.